You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition or the Corona Cabaret. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Dana Geyer from the Despicable Me franchise and Netflix's On My Block is here. Layla Capers from The Lion King is here, and the very talented Catherine Lynn Rose is here, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. Thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you so much for tuning in last week for our first live town hall. It was so much fun being able to perform live for the first time in like 4.5 months. So The Perfect Fit, the musical EP, is out and available on iTunes, Amazon Music, and is streaming everywhere else. I hope everyone is enjoying it, and if you have no idea what I'm talking about, go to perfectfitmusical.com/music to find out. The Perfect Fit even made it in the top 10 soundtracks and cast recordings on Amazon Music, so please check it out. I will say that this is one of the best things, other than the Early Night Show, that's come out of quarantine for me. It's been an adventure, and I'm so honored to have so many new friends along for this ride. Speaking of rides, I've experienced some things driving around that I never did before. My family and I recently started driving around our town, and to entertain ourselves, we pull up near slow walkers or bike riders, open the window slightly, well, at least 6 feet away, of course, and we blast "We're Ghastlies, Never Gonna Give You Up." I think that we've rickrolled at least like 36 people so far. My dad also got me listening to the Grateful Dead channel on Sirius Radio. For those who don't know, they are a jam band from the 1960s with a huge cult following. Apparently, they just launched a new vegan deodorant line, which may be the first time in 60 years some deadheads ever wore deodorant. There are channels for pretty much everything on Sirius, and of course, the Broadway channel is my favorite. I'm still waiting for a Despicable Me channel. They are pretty much everywhere. Especially the Minions. Well, speaking of the Minions and Despicable Me, I'm so excited to have my next guest on the Early Night Show today. She voices Edith in the Despicable Me movies for years and even on the Despicable Me ride at Universal Studios. In addition to that, she's currently on Netflix's series On My Block. I'm so thrilled to welcome Dana Geyer.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, I'm really excited to be on the show. Thank you for having me.
Of course, I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show. How has quarantine been treating you?
Well, it's definitely adjustment, just from like going from working every day to not working every day. And I'm learning to find more joy in the little things like exercising every day and going on walks. And because I've been at home, I've actually had to foster a few dogs. We fostered a tiny puppy. And then he got adopted, and then we fostered another dog, and now third have what they, I guess, call foster fail because we adopted him. And his name's Simon, little multi-poo. I can actually have my mom hand it to me. He's so cute. This is Simon.
Oh my gosh, baby.
So he's very sweet, and that's been kind of, I guess, one of the advantages of having all this time at home is we've never done that before.
Yeah, since we have like all this free time during quarantine, I've been watching a lot of movies on Netflix, and I heard a familiar voice in some of the movies. For those who don't know, in addition to being an amazing singer and actor, Dana is also a voiceover actor and the voice of Edith in the Despicable Me movies. What's it like to be part of such an iconic franchise?
It is so crazy. I mean, I still have to pinch myself to this day because I just feel like no matter what I went in, what kind of mindset I went into that like initial audition with, that initial work session and all the recording sessions of the first film, I don't think that I ever could have imagined the scope that this film would have. And it's just so crazy to be a part of something so, so big and work with so many amazing actors. And also just because I really pictured myself as a voiceover artist, and it's a really cool and fun and different job, but it's not necessarily something you think of when you're younger. You're not like, oh, I'm a voiceover artist. You know, you're like, I want to be an actor, or I want to do this, and it's really just this fun and challenging thing to do, and I'm so lucky and I'm so excited I get to do it.
How long have you been playing Edith?
Well, I got the role when I was 11 years old. And then I did that entire role, and the first movie came out, I think, when I was 12 or 13, turning 13. And then the second movie I did when I was 14 and 15. And then the third movie I did when I was 19 and 20. And now I am turning 23. So I feel a little old, but you know, it's been a long, long road, and it's kind of amazing because I've somewhat gotten back and watched myself grow up, like, while watching the movies and watching stuff and looking at all the photos, and they just mark such important milestones in my life.
Where can our viewers and audience watch the Despicable Me movies?
Well, right now, Despicable Me is on Netflix, which is completely new for Despicable Me. It came out a couple months ago, and it was actually trending at number one for a couple weeks there. And it's so exciting to just have like a film on Netflix like that. So you can watch it there. DVDs. I know that they're starting to do like a DVD or something for the three Despicable Me movies and the Minion movie. So you can watch that all there.
When I went to Universal Studios before COVID, I rode Minion Mayhem. Did you also voice Edith on the ride?
I did. And it's kind of weird because I think that it's almost more strange listening to your voice on a ride than like in a movie. Because for some reason, when I'm watching the movie, I'm like able to detach from it. But when I'm listening to the ride, it's like they're trying to interact with the riders and with the people rather than like just acting amongst themselves. So it's like me talking, and it really freaks me out. And it's honestly, it was such a different experience because for the ride, for the movie, I mostly recorded back in New York. I had a few sessions out in LA, but for the ride, I really recorded in LA. So they would fly me out to LA and I'd get like maybe a day or two's notice, and I would always be so excited, and I'd get to miss school, you know, and go and do this awesome thing. And then it was cool because when I flew back, usually the next day they'd have me the Despicable Me 2 film in New York. Always just like a really fun filled weekend where I got to do work.
In addition to being in Despicable Me, I know you're also on the show On My Block on Netflix. Can you tell us about the series and your character?
Sure. So On My Block is this awesome, awesome show. I think it's really groundbreaking stuff because I feel like there aren't a lot of shows out there that kind of embody the actual attitude of like preteens and teens. It's still somewhat family friendly, but it deals with more mature topics. And it's about this inner city LA group of friends. And they just have all these, some of them are more serious issues and some are just more heightened and fun. It's just like kind of this great show where you can watch and get lost in the world. And I play the role of Sahar, and she's this girl that lives in Brentwood and she talks with like a lot of vocal fry. And so that was really funny because I never really pictured myself playing that kind of a role. And then when I did it, it was just like this crazy thing where everyone on the set was like making fun of the voice, and it was just like this weird thing where I was a different person. And it is just such a fun role to play, and I was on season two and I got to come back for a little bit on season three too, and that was really fun. And the cast is super awesome and amazing and talented, and it's just such a great set to work on.
I can't wait to watch the show. Hopefully, video production will resume soon in LA so you can get back to work. I also can't wait until theater resumes in NYC. Do you have a show that you can't wait to see when Broadway reopens?
My sister just saw Jagged Little Pill, and she had amazing things to say about it. And she was here for a little bit and was making me listen to the concert. And I would be really excited to see that show when Broadway comes back.
I also can't wait to see that show. I've been waiting to see it for the longest time, and then the magic of Corona happened and Broadway shut down.
Of course. Yeah, it really is a shame.
Yeah. But when Broadway reopens, do you have a dream Broadway part?
This is such a tough question. I think one of the most iconic roles ever is Maureen in Rent. She's just strong, independent woman. And I love Idina Menzel. I would love to play that role. Any of the female roles in Spring Awakening, lead or supporting, I just think they're all so dynamic and the music is awesome. And they all have such interesting stories to tell.
Well, speaking of Broadway, do you want to sing a song from Broadway show with me today?
Yes, I would love to.
Cool. What song would you like to sing and why?
I want to sing No Reason from the musical Beetlejuice. I was fortunate enough to see this musical back in September. And I just love Leslie Kritzer. She is a genius. And her singing this song is so comical, but also she's just so talented and she brings so much truth to it, even though it's such a ridiculous song. And it's just a lot of fun to sing.
Well, I'm so, so excited to hear you sing the song.
The universe is more than just space with no end.
Saying
buy more crystals. Everything happens for a reason. Be a beacon of light in the world, but a little all right in the world. There are spiritual guides, and just look up and see them. Perception is reality. Just listen to the melody the universe sings. Because everything happens for a reason.
Gee, I hate to break to you. The universe is just the contents of time, matter, and space.
Yeah?
91 billion light years across, and the Earth's a small place where good people die.
No.
Yeah, in famine and wars. The Pacific Islands are sinking, but negative thinking is hardly the cause. You think life is all unicorns and rainbows, cause you're bored. And positivity is a luxury.
So you cry yourself to sleep in deep despair, talking to the walls cause there's no one there. And you have to buy a cat cause that's your last chance to have a family. Take it from me, then your aging ass will have to believe that everything happens for a reason. Put some more fun in the world, a little. I am still young. Be prepared to take your eggs and freeze them.
sing with me, Dana. Make sure to check out Dana in the Despicable Me movies and in On My Block. My next guest was gracing the Pride Lands at the Minskoff as young Nala in The Lion King on Broadway until COVID caused Broadway to be paused. Let's welcome Layla Capers.
Hi, Layla.
Hi.
Hey, I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show.
I'm so happy to be here.
I know that you were in School of Rock on Broadway and then were cast in The Lion King. What was your experience like transitioning from one show to the other?
Well, School of Rock was an amazing experience for me. I was in my first Broadway show at the age of 9. I was so sad when the show closed, and I had made so many friends. So when I got the role of young Nala, I was so happy. And I was so ready to get back up there and meet some new friends, of course. Both casts are amazing and so much fun to work with.
It sounds like you had so much fun in both the shows. Now, when you were in The Lion King, were you in The Lion King when Broadway was paused because of coronavirus?
Yes, I was in The Lion King when it paused, and I was upset at the beginning of it all. But then I realized how serious this really is, and I'm just so grateful to be safe at home with my family.
Although you're not able to see any of your castmates right now, how are you staying connected to the cast during this extended pause?
We like to keep in touch through text messages, Zoom calls, and sometimes we play video games together. We play Roblox, Fortnite, and Minecraft, which is always a bunch of fun.
I know that on top of that, you've been using your incredible talents to help healthcare workers and your community. Can you tell us more about it?
After Broadway shut down, I started to really notice and appreciate all of the hard work and dedication that all the doctors, nurses, healthcare workers, and all the essential workers were really doing. So I began to sing songs of hope every day at 7 p.m. from my front porch to give thanks to all of the essential workers. And I like to uplift my community while doing it. And so there have been several times where I've been invited to sing at hospitals and some nursing homes while they were switching shifts. And it really feels good to be able to sing songs and bring joy and hope to my community.
Thank you so much for all that you're doing for the community and for spreading happiness to everyone. Oh, and would you like to sing for us today?
I would love to sing for you.
What song would you like to sing for us today, and why did you select the song?
The song that I'm singing is called What the World Needs Now is Love, and the title alone speaks for itself. I truly believe in my heart that love is what this world needs more of today.
I completely agree, and I'm so, so excited to hear you sing the song. Here we go!
Listen, Lord, if you want to know.
you so much, Layla. Make sure to check out her Instagram at Layla_capers to see her songs of hope. Like most of us, students from around the country were in shows rehearsing and had to stop because of the coronavirus. Today, I'm so excited to introduce an amazing singer, actor, and composer to go
on with the show.
Catherine Lynn Rose was supposed to have been in a show until it was canceled due to COVID-19. The cancellation didn't stop her from performing, though. She went viral creating songs for a musical of the series Avatar: The Last Airbender on TikTok. I met Catherine when I started composing music for the same musical on TikTok, and we, along with some others, have collaborated on the show. Her music is as stunning as her voice. I'm so happy to welcome the amazing Catherine Lynn Rose to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Catherine!
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
How have you been doing during this pandemic?
I've been doing all right. I really only leave the house to go on walks, so I'm embracing my inner hermit.
Same. We're in a part of Florida that doesn't have as many cases, but it's still Florida, so there's still a lot of cases. That's always fun. Wait, you're in Canada, right?
Yep.
How's everything going there?
Pretty well. Things are slowly starting to open up around here, which is a good sign.
During this pandemic and this quarantine, how have you been keeping yourself busy?
I've surprisingly been really busy during this whole pandemic. I ran for student government and I was elected student council president at my high school. And I've also been painting a lot just for fun. And recently I started writing songs for an Avatar: The Last Airbender musical.
Yeah, and I have to say, you're a really incredible composer. I found your TikTok videos of the musical version of ATLA, the musical, and what made you start writing about it?
Thank you. I actually got into the show a month ago. As an Asian Canadian, it was really special seeing my culture represented in Western media. So I was really inspired to put two of my favorite things, theater and Avatar, together and make a musical.
Yeah, and we were actually in TV Guide recently, which is so cool.
That is really cool.
Hopefully, the creators of Avatar will see this, and maybe we can actually produce, a full-staged version one day.
That's the dream. Actually, one of the directors of Avatar saw some of her songs and tweeted his support, and Gray, the voice actress of Azula, sang one of our songs, which is crazy.
That's crazy. That's so amazing. And also, I've been collaborating with Catherine on the musical. So if you want to see some more fun ATLA stuff, you can follow her on TikTok at Catherine.LynnRose and me on TikTok at Joshua Turchin. In addition to being an incredible composer, you're also an actor, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you have a dream role that you love to play one day?
I think the dream would be playing any sort of Disney princess, because their movies are really what originally got me into music, so they hold a special place in my heart. My mom actually wants me to audition to be the Mulan character performer at Disney World.
That would be amazing, and you would be incredible as a Disney princess.
Thank you.
Because you have the most amazing voice.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, speaking of singing, what do you think about singing for us today?
I would love to.
What song would you like to sing, and what made you choose it?
I'll be singing True Love from Disney's Broadway musical Frozen. I really love how the song digs deep into Anna's character, and we really get to see the world through her eyes. Plus, it's Disney.
Yeah. Well, I'm so, so excited to hear you sing the song. Here we go!
Sat alone in this room before, hours and hours on end. I know this delusional wish the door would open to reveal a friend. I know this solitude, I know this kind of cold, but I had faith in what the stories told of truth. Small, that lonely girl with a desperate secret heart is who I am. After all, there's no escaping her. But now the dream is gone, because I spent a lifetime counting on true love. True love. I was looking for a fairy tale and dove head first into his. Turns out you can't find love if you don't know what it is. And now it's clear I'll never leave this room. It ends as it began, with no one but myself to blame. I played my part in the plan. Dreaming got me here, and yet the dream won't die. I can't wish it away, no matter how I try. True love, true love, true love.
That was wonderful. Make sure to follow Catherine on TikTok at Catherine.Limrose to watch some of her amazing songs and see some of our collaborations. If you like Avatar The Last Airbender, also check out my TikTok at Joshua Turchin for some more songs. Thanks again to Catherine Limrose and our other special guests, Dana Geyer and Layla Capers. If you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com. You may get a chance to go on with the show. Also, please check out my TikTok at Joshua Turchin and look for some of my piano videos. Record a duet and use the hashtag SingWithJosh. You may get a chance to be featured on the Early Night Show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work, and if it helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. And let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wash your hands!
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.